Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Are you ready to find and embrace your purest self? Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. Journey to your purest self now with your host, Jessica Dooley.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Purely You Radio. I am Jess, and I'm so excited that you've decided to join me today, as today's show is going to be one to remember. You all know that my philosophy is that it takes a multitude of modalities to find your truest self or to become purely you. Today, with the help of my guest, I am bringing you yet another way to reach that place of your best self. Now, ladies, did you know that you can use the natural rhythm of your cycle to manifest the things that you desire in your life? It's a thing, and Cara Maria Ananda is here to tell us all about it. She is a healing arts educator, a transformational coach, a speaker, a writer, and the founder of Maya University. Cara is the creator of global online educational courses for women's wellness professionals, including the Women's Healing Arts Teacher Training, the Awesome Birth Teacher Training, and the Healing Arts Business Academy. Cara is an advocate for holistic women's health, conscious living, and uplifting business, with over 20 years of experience in healing arts practice, education, and entrepreneurship. Cara, thank you so much for joining us. You are a wealth of knowledge, and I can't wait to continue to learn from you.
Oh, thank you so much, Jessica. I'm really excited to be here talking with you today.
Yes, it's going to be great. So before we get too deep into our number one mission for the day, I want to know just a little bit about how you got started in all of this work and what led you to living your life as your purest self.
Wow. Well, you know, I feel really grateful that as a young child, I had a mother that introduced me to natural health and healing. She actually was a very avid researcher and studier in natural health and nature. And she actually studied with a holistic doctor, a chiropractor and homeopath who ran multiple massage schools and integrative health clinics in New Hampshire and Maine in New England. And then as I grew older, I actually began seeing him for my own healthcare visits as well, and soon found that I had really profound results with him and, you know, started requesting to go see him more. Actually, when I was in high school, my first job was at his health clinic and massage school. And so, you know, even as like 14, 15 years old, I started working in holistic health and learning so much, and was his personal assistant, did lots of variety of different tasks around the clinic and the school. And so that really ignited my own passion and my own path. So then later on, I ended up personally studying and entering into the professional healing arts and becoming a massage therapist, a birth doula, a postpartum doula, a childbirth educator, a women's health educator, and have been passionate also about entrepreneurship through developing my own practice and then helping other wellness practitioners, and especially women's wellness practitioners, to be able to reach more people and make a difference in the world by, you know, offering a variety of holistic and integrative resources for helping women live their best lives.
I love that. What an amazing journey. It's so cool how we all start from different places and end up sharing the same message and helping each other reach that place of true wellness and health. And that's kind of the goal for all of us. So I'm so grateful that you embraced your path and that you're on this journey with us.
Oh, me too. There's always, it's such a fun path because there's always more to learn. I just love learning about natural health and women's health and herbs and, you know, all, there's so many new things happening today, new science that is confirming, you know, ancient wisdom and new mm-hmm. developments. And it's a very exciting path to be on because you never stop learning.
Right. And it's always changing. And so you never get bored.
No.
Right. There's no crunchy numbers day to day for us.
Well, there is a part of that with, you know, the business and entrepreneurship aspect, but it's not necessarily every day, which is a good thing.
Thank goodness. I'd never make it. So let's dive into women's health and to our cycle and how we manifest and what that looks like. So how do we do that? How does the womb cycle work with us? How do we use that to discover that deeper wisdom of life and creativity and our manifestation?
Wow. Well, the womb cycle is truly the most powerful, you know, biological rhythm of creation and creativity that we have as women who are womb carriers. So it's very powerful for us to tap into this energy of creativity and recognize our creative cycles that are biologically wired within us and see how our womb cycle very strongly resonates with the natural cycles in the world around us. So there are these creation cycles in nature, in, you know, on the earth, in the world that we live in, and in our bodies. And by working with the cycles of our wombs, if we're menstruating, working with the menstrual cycle, or, you know, as humans, working with the cycles of the moon and the sun can really help us to understand that there is a process to creation, to manifestation. There's times where we rest, there's times where we dream and envision, and there's times to take action. And when we look at the patterns of nature, and then we can really get into the flow in a much better way. And so I'm a big supporter of flow states for optimal performance. And when we get into a flow state, you know, when you're feeling really excited and juicy and you're just like, you know, really inspired and focused on what you're doing, then it's shown that when somebody is in a flow state, you can actually perform 10 times faster and better and more creatively than when you're not. So this is part of the process of, you know, working with our menstrual cycles, because, you know, if we are during the time of menstruation, we might feel more like we just want to rest and kind of dream and relax a little bit. But if we're trying to push ourselves to accomplish something, to take action, to go out, it can be harder. It can make us more grumpy. We can feel frustrated. Like, but if you, you know, use that menstrual cycle as a really powerful time of visioning, of tuning in, of being creative personally, then we find that during the time of ovulation, which is that, you know, creative time, that women naturally feel more focused, more inspired, more willing to take risks, more extroverted. So you can get a lot more done by doing that. So a very simple thing would be, like, if you're planning an event, a live event or a really active thing, to look at your cycle. And if possible, like, you know, if you're going to be teaching a live workshop, schedule that around the time of ovulation. That's when you're going to be most excited about being extroverted and talking to people and networking and taking action. Whereas if you schedule that event at a time in your cycle where you're, you know, premenstrual or menstruating, you might feel like, oh my goodness, I really just want to like sit down with a book right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we talk about, you know, going through this cycle and through the four different phases of your menstrual cycle, what about the women who are maybe like on birth control or are done menstruating or no longer have a uterus? Are they able to tap into this as well?
Absolutely. And in different ways, though, too. So I believe that the womb cycles is very important for everybody because every single person on this earth comes from a womb. We are all gestated and created within the womb space. So we all have this ability to tap into that. And we're all sexual beings. So we can tune into our own sexuality and realize, you know, where we are in our life. What cycle or stage are we at in our life? And how can we harness that energy? Now, there's a lot of women that I work with who have had hysterectomies, who no longer have their wombs, and have found that through tuning into their womb space by doing practices to support the health of their, you know, lower bellies, the space where the womb was, that they actually find that they tune into the spiritual power and the energy of the womb. Mm-hmm. Like for women who've had hysterectomies, even though it's physically not there, there's still an energetic imprint. And it's pretty phenomenal, the stories that I've heard about women tapping into that creative power and connecting with their womb energy and feeling really good about it, even after having a hysterectomy. Now, mm-hmm. It's interesting that you mentioned the birth control pills, though, because of course, you know, you still have your womb and you're still cycling, it seems, but actually artificial hormones do suppress our natural hormones. And so when a woman is on birth control pills, or what happens is that we do not actually experience ovulation, it suppresses ovulation. Right. So there are a lot of considerations for what I believe that is very good to support our natural hormone health, because our natural hormones are our sex hormones, they're our health hormones, and there is a really profound creative ability that can happen during that ovulation experience. And it's interesting today because, you know, about 2/3 of teenage girls in the United States are put onto birth control pills as teenagers. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily because they're sexually active. It's actually recommended a lot to regulate irregular cycles. Mm-hmm. But what happens is it masks the underlying issues that are causing that hormonal balance. And there are a lot of side effects from birth control pills, including increased depression. So, you know, there's a lot of mood effects as well as gut health effects. And, you know, I believe that we should have access to, you know, different medications and all these different, you know, medical opportunities that we have when they're medically necessary. But I do believe that that it can suppress our natural creative urge when we mask our natural hormones for non-medical issues.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. And I think, you know, it's so funny that we ask this pill to regulate a cycle that it is actually designed to just take away.
Yes. And there are many different ways that we can naturally work to support our natural hormones and regulate mm-hmm. our cycles. So, you know, there's some really incredible information out there about, you know, gut health and nutrition. And also, I was talking about how the womb cycle mirrors the cycles of nature in our world, the creation cycles. The womb cycle, the menstrual cycle, is connected to our moon cycle. Mm-hmm. The average menstrual cycle is, you know, 29.5 days, which is the same as the lunar cycle. And of course, you see the moon, you know, growing and waning throughout that cycle. We feel within ourselves emotionally that we're more, you know, active and extroverted during the full moon and often want to kind of stay home when it's around the new moon. But also mm-hmm. the solar cycle too. Like the sun is very important for our hormonal health and our menstrual health and our fertility. Yes. So we're very disconnected from our natural cycles. A lot of people don't get enough sunlight. We're not getting outside in the morning time. We're not necessarily going to bed at nighttime when it's dark and sleeping in that complete dark. And the cycles of light and dark, sun and, you know, and sleeping in darkness are actually very critical for our hormonal balancing and supporting our fertility.
Right. Absolutely. Cara, we'll dig into that just a little further. It's time for just a quick break. Everyone, you're listening to Pure Lou Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues?
who actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Purely You Radio. I'm Jess, and my guest today is Kara, and she is here visiting with us all about how we as women can connect to our cycles and use that to help manifest good things in our life. And right before the break, Kara, we were talking just a little bit about sunlight and moonlight and how the natural rhythms of the world around us affect our natural cycle. And I know that you have published a couple of blog posts about some of these things. So how can people find you online and find these blog posts and kind of search this information out for themselves if they are so inclined to do so?
Oh, thanks so much, Jessica. Well, you can find me at my website, which is KaraMariaAnanda.com. That's with a K, Kara Maria Ananda. And I actually have a search bar, a little search icon up on the top of my website. So you can pop in any words that you're looking for, such as, you know, menstrual, menstruation, fertility, and it will come up all the articles that I've written about that. I think I've had this website for a good like 6 years now. And so there's quite a lot of articles in the archives that you can find about many different topics related to women's health and cycles, manifestation, entrepreneurship, and more.
Oh, that's so awesome. I love it. And it's such a great resource to have that's just widely available. So for the people who are, say, driving in the car right now, or maybe don't have the time to dig through and read a couple of blog posts, let's talk just a little bit about connecting with the sunlight and using that to help regulate your cycle and how to connect to your womb cycle itself.
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting because a lot of people today in the women's health community and women's spirituality really connect with the moon because the moon obviously resonates with women's cycles through that naturally, you know, the moon influences the rhythms of the tides on the earth. It affects our bodies. And there are practices called like lunaception or night lighting, which I have an article about on my website, how to regulate your menstrual cycle with the moon, that we can actually, you know, align our rhythms, our menstrual cycle with the moon. But the sun is actually essential and extremely essential for fertility and menstrual health in many different ways. But just to touch on a couple things, sunlight promotes fertility. So actually, a very simple practice to support fertility and hormonal health is to get outside in the morning time for about an hour. Getting sunlight in the morning helps to regulate the menstrual cycle and increase fertility significantly because it helps us to regulate our own, you know, biorhythms. During the morning, the sun has a more high-frequency blue light in the spectrum, which helps to set our biological rhythm, as well as helping to promote a good mood and increased health and help us to sleep regularly. So when you get outside in the morning time and get that sunlight, then it helps set your biological rhythm. So you actually will be more tired at nighttime and go to bed at a good hour. Mm-hmm. And getting that darkness and that sleep during the nighttime is also extremely important for our hormonal health and for our the production of hormones in our pituitary gland, pineal gland, hypothalamus. And there's a lot of research. I linked to this in the article about sunlight for women's health. But in the summertime, it's shown that women who live in more northern climates actually ovulate less in the winter and may have longer menstrual cycles because of delayed ovulation because of the decreased sunlight. And sure. That in the summertime, women actually have increased like ovarian follicle size, more frequent ovulations, and higher levels of these fertility hormones. And that sunlight exposure can actually increase fertility by up to 1/3.
Wow. What an easy way to become more fertile.
Yeah. Connecting with nature.
It's almost too easy, you know?
Yeah. It's really interesting. And also sunlight has vitamin D, and vitamin D increases reproductive health across the board, as well as, you know, of course, our bone health, and is very essential for both women's and men's reproductive health as well.
Yeah, and vitamin D is great for your immune system too.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially during the cold season, cold and flu season, that's a little perk for everyone. So how neat. That's so interesting to me. I love it. Like most women, I think, have truly found the connection with the moon cycles, but I didn't realize that the sun had such a huge impact in it too. And, you know, of course, as all nature does, if we connect to it, then we can find that peace and that balance in our lives that is so very necessary. So after somebody, you know, really kind of figures out their cycle and settles into a normal for them and understands their patterns, how can they begin to manifest using that cycle?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that a lot of people decide to manifest things and they have a goal. You set a goal. And sometimes it can be frustrating for people because they're like, I set this goal and I'm trying to do it and I'm going for it. And sometimes it feels slow or hard or it's taking longer than they want. But by working with our menstrual cycles, we can realize that there are certain times in our cycle, in our own menstrual cycle, just as there are certain times in the moon cycle or in the solar year, that naturally, we have more creative energy and more flow for the different aspects of the creation process. Creation is a process, just like, you know, pregnancy takes 9 months. We don't always instantaneously manifest mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. But when we work with our cycle, you know, we can really tune in to recognizing that our hormones change, our brain waves change during our menstrual cycle. And this is a really easy way for women to use our own biological rhythms to help support that manifestation. For example, during the time of menstruation, not only do we have these hormonal changes, but we actually have brainwave changes. And what happens is that during menstruation, we have higher levels of delta and theta brainwaves, which are the deep kind of brainwaves that allow us to, they encourage us to feel, you know, tired and maybe sleepier, but doing things like meditation, resting, and actually going into those states of, you know, the theta brainwaves, the deeper brainwaves, can allow us to access deeper spiritual connection and get into flow states. Because there's a signal, our brainwaves actually, you know, the theta brainwaves actually help support flow states to happen. That's what happens. People get into this kind of meditative focus when they're doing something. Mm-hmm. And then it's even possible during menstruation, when we allow ourselves to go into those deeper brainwave states, that our brainwave can then actually spike and go into these gamma brainwaves, which are connected to insight and high level processing. So by allowing ourselves to rest, to meditate, to be contemplative, can allow us to then access higher spiritual insights and inspiration that can then allow us to, you know, just to come up with totally new ideas or solutions of how we can create what we want to create.
That's just amazing. Amazing. And I think, you know, it's something that's so important to value, that you really can check in and allow your body to find that place of rest and that place of meditation, and to take the time for that, to really see kind of, you know, what's your heart desires, and to check in with your own body and your own soul and stay on your path.
Absolutely. And I know it's really interesting, because a lot of women feel like, well, you know, if you're working at a job where, you know, you can't take time off and just stay home when you're menstruating, that what do you do if you're, you know, really busy and you have to go to work and you have to have lots of meetings and meet with clients and, you know, coworkers and do all this stuff, and you can't take that time off? How can you tune in and connect with this deeper level energy? Well, there's a really simple practice that I'd like to share is just to close your eyes occasionally. It's actually shown that when you close your eyes physically, it takes us out of our, you know, it lowers the beta brainwave states, which are our general alert state during the day, which is also heightened at ovulation. It's a very alert state, and it's connected to critical thinking, you know, learning, reasoning. But when we just close our eyes, our brainwave states naturally relax, and we go more into alpha, which is connected to relaxation and intuition. So if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, I mean, any time in your cycle, any time in your life, and you know, you're in an intense situation, or you're just like, oh, I just need a moment to think, you can just simply close your eyes for like 3 seconds or more if you have time. But maybe if you're talking to somebody, they might get weirded out if you're just like closing your eyes. But just closing your eyes actually calms your brainwave states and allows you to tune into your intuition in a higher way.
And so simple, right?
Yes.
Sunlight, close your eyes, man, life is good then.
Yeah.
So great. That is so great. It's about time for another break, Cara. So if you'll just tell everyone your website one more time.
Oh, sure. It's CaraMariaAnanda.com.
Perfect. And you guys, you can find me and my services at my website, www.purelyyouhealing.com. Go ahead and search that out during the break, and we'll talk to you all in a couple minutes.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net. Take take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Purely a Radio. My name is Jess, and I'm here with Cara, and she's here sharing with us how to connect to our normal natural rhythms and the cycles of our womb and how to use those to our benefit. And just before the break, Cara, we were kind of talking about how, you know, even in the busiest times of your life, if you just close your eyes, you can help your body to kind of reset and settle in and kind of stay centered. But if you have more time than that, what are some other practices we can use to really connect to our bodies and to really find those natural rhythms?
Oh, yes. There are so many different ways, but to try to pick just a few, let's see. First off, nutrition is really important, specifically being able to eat healthy foods that are going to help our hormone balance. A lot of people today of, you know, all genders experience really high numbers of xenoestrogens in our body, which are synthetic estrogens that come through our environment. Pesticides, plastics, chemicals in our water and food supply, which are extremely prevalent today. And eating natural, healthy foods, especially foods that have high in fiber, can help our body to eliminate these excess xenoestrogens, which bind with our hormone receptors in our body and block our natural estrogen. So fiber is really amazing because it's kind of like a sponge. So eating, you know, vegetables, eating a high amount of vegetables every day that are fibrous, what happens is that as that fiber passes through our digestive tract, it actually absorbs excess hormones and eliminates them from our body, which helps support our liver health and our hormone health and our whole health. And so that's one very simple way. But another practice too for women is who are menstruating and who are of the fertile years is the fertility awareness method. There's great information out there. Tony Weschler wrote a fantastic book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility. That's quite comprehensive. That goes into how tracking our menstrual cycles and tracking our fertility cycles can help us to actually understand, you know, where we are in our cycle, why we feel the way that we do, and identify where in our cycle something might be happening so we can actually get to the root issue of what's going on in our bodies.
Right. It is. It's a really great book. I also, I'm not sure if you know anything about Alyssa Vitti's book, Woman Code, and the app that she's created called Flow.
Yeah. She's great. I haven't used her app, but I have, read her book, and that's a really great book because she goes into this as well, especially the nutrition aspect and how different kinds of foods, and even more in depth in her book, she talks about how different kinds of foods at different times in our cycles help to support, our fertility health. And she has a great personal story of how she helped to, you know, how she found a way to heal herself of, you know, her own hormonal issues that were causing, you know, very severe complications and challenges in her life. And now she helps to empower women to really tap into the power of our natural hormones to increase our whole well-being.
Right.
And yeah, this is all really important too, whether or not somebody, you know, wants to become pregnant. A lot of people think that fertility awareness or supporting your natural hormones and your fertility cycle is for people that just want to conceive a baby. But it's actually really important if you want to prevent conceiving a baby as well.
Absolutely. And then, you know, even a step further from that, once you really figure out, you know, like you were talking about, if you have the type of life where you're planning your own things, maybe you don't plan a live event during the week that you're menstruating, you know, and to be able to kind of be at your best for each specific time in your life or each occasion so that you can, you know, put your best foot forward all the time.
Absolutely. I think that that's part of why, you know, women's cycles and reproductive systems are often, you know, pathologized or are, you know, ignored by a lot of mainstream societies, that we just assume that our reproductive organs are just for reproduction. But our reproductive health is a lot more than procreation. We can actually use this, you know, energy. Our fertile energy is very much our sexual energy, which is our creative energy. And that we, by tuning in and supporting our fertility and supporting our menstrual health, that we can actually harness this energy for, you know, creating, for co-creating rather than procreating whatever it is that we really want to create in our life, whether it's, you know, it could be a baby, but it could be a book, it could be a new business, it could be, you know, so many different things. And that's where we get into really harnessing this creative energy for actually, you know, creating our dreams and our goals.
Absolutely. And creative, you know, I think it's important to stress too, that when you create, it doesn't necessarily have to be an arts and crafts type of creative, you know, like you said, the new book or teaching workshops or even things like making a new recipe, you know,
definitely
exploring in the kitchen is a form of creation. And when we can embrace our cycles and embrace our bodies, all of those types of things we're better able to succeed with.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting talking about a book because I've actually been writing a novel recently.
Oh, yay!
Which is really exciting. So I've written a lot. This is my first, you know, full fiction production, and I'm hoping to have it published later on this year. I'm still working on that. But I've just finished it up. And it's very interesting because I've noticed that, you know, with my menstrual cycle, that as I get into this rhythm and I'm working on it, suddenly I'll find that it'll be like the week before I start menstruating. And I'll be like, oh, I just like it, I'm just finding myself slogging through the words. And I would allow myself, like, okay, I'm getting premenstrual. I'm just going to rest now and not worry about my word count for the day. And I'm just going to let myself experience what I'm experiencing and, like, maybe read a book instead or do something else or curl up on the couch. And then when I give myself that time to rest, it allows the body to rejuvenate, to store up energy, so that then afterwards, suddenly, you know, when things shift and my hormones shift and my brainwaves shift, then all of a sudden I'm like flowing through and getting, you know, a much higher word count. And I feel really inspired. And suddenly I have this new idea on how to tie it all in together that I hadn't even thought of yet before.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's Dr. Aviva Ram, she wrote a book called The Adrenal Thyroid Revolution. And part of her push in that book is that you give yourself permission to pause, you know, where it's really okay to not be that kind of productive today.
Absolutely.
You know, to not meet your word count. But if you're serving yourself today, that's just as productive.
It's just like, you know, our daily cycles of sleep and, you know, sleeping at nighttime and being active during the daytime. If you try to stay up all night and keep working and you don't get sleep, you're actually going to be less productive the next day. You might make more mistakes. So it's really important to take that time to rest every single day, just as it is for women during their menstrual cycles, to take extra time for rest during that menstrual cycle. Because just like when we sleep and our body is spending more time on rejuvenation, on healing, on supporting our body's rhythms, that, you know, it's the same thing during menstruation, that we are, you know, rejuvenating, we're building this like new energy within our womb, this creative womb, that when we give ourselves that time at the beginning of the month, then we have more energy, more creative energy during the rest of the month.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, I love to compare this to nature, right? And our four seasons and how in the winter time, everything hibernates. Mm-hmm. You know, everything slows down and it rests and it's not growing or evolving. It's just resting.
Absolutely. You know, I'm fascinated by how, you know, our womb actually mirrors all of the natural cycles of, yes, of nature, and which is why this is really important. Even if, you know, you don't have a menstrual cycle, or if you don't have a womb, that we're still, it's just basically a key. It's like a code embedded within our own bodies that teaches us about the creation cycles in all of nature. In fact, the numerology and the cycles of the womb actually are directly related to the numerology and the cycles of the moon and the sun. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, we have 4 weeks, generally 4 weeks in the menstrual cycle, which is resonant with the four seasons in a year and the four phases of the moon cycle. And the average age of menarche, a girl's first menstruation, is, of course, it's different for everybody, but on mm-hmm. average, it's the age 13. There's mm-hmm. actually 13 moon cycles in a year, and there's 13 weeks in a season. So again, we're seeing this resonance. Right. And then the average age of menopause, when a woman is finished, you know, menstruating, is 52. And there are 52 weeks in our year. Yeah. So it's like there's it goes very deep, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating, which is why, you know, it's not just about whether or not you have a womb or whether or not you're menstruating. It's about recognizing that there are creation codes embedded within our bodies, within nature, within life. And, you know, really just tuning in more to nature, whether it's our own nature or the environmental world around us, is going to help us to be able to be more creative and to be more in the flow. And the more that we synchronize with our womb rhythms and the more that we synchronize with the natural cycles of the sun and the moon and the seasons, the more that we're going to find ourselves having more, you know, synchronistic experiences in our life, and that manifestation gets easier. I often compare it to like surfing a wave. Like, you know, when you're a surfer and you go out, you're not trying to surf when, you know, the sea is flat. You got to wait mm-hmm. for that wave to come, and they tune in. They like can feel it in the ocean and they wait. You know, you see surfers, they're like paying attention. They get into that. And surfers are like the epitome of athletes getting into flow states. You have to be in a flow state to truly ride a wave.
Absolutely.
And so you got to wait for that wave, and you got to surf it rather than trying to like paddle against it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ride it. You don't fight it. You ride it.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, Karen, we're going to go to a quick break again. Everyone, you can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com or of course on Facebook and Instagram at purelyyouhealing. And Kara, will you tell us where everybody can find you?
Sure. KaraMariaAnanda.com.
Very good. Thanks, guys. We'll be back in just a few.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Purely You Radio. You're joining Jess and Cara Maria Ananda, and she is here with us talking all about how to connect to your body and the normal cycles, natural cycles that your body goes through, monthly, yearly, annually, and in different phases of your life. And Cara, kind of before the break, we were talking about different ways to be able to connect to your body and ways to really embrace your womb cycle and kind of some of your self-care or connections. And we've talked about how, you know, when you're busy and you just don't have time, it's really easy just to close your eyes, take a couple of good breaths. And we've talked a little bit about meditation. What else or what other ways do we have that we can really dive into our normal flow?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So our fertile energy and this energy of our womb helps to regulate our sexual energy. Our sexual energy is this energy for creation. So to really help support our creative energy and this energy for manifestation is to help support our sensuality. Basically, any kind of self-care practice that is going to help people to feel more sensual and to more tuned into our body and our body awareness is going to help support our health, our, you know, mood, our overall well-being, our creativity, and our success. So some of my favorite practices are, well, my number one favorite practice probably is dance. I am a huge fan of dancing. And, you know, it's really powerful because some of the greatest and easiest movements to help support both our womb health and our cycles and our creativity are dance movements that help move our hips. Mm-hmm. In fact, a very simple practice is just to put on some of your favorite music that makes you want to move. You can do this, you know, at home alone, so nobody's watching you if you feel uncomfortable, you know, or insecure about dancing in front of people. And start just by spiraling your hips. Actually, spiraling the hips is a very, you know, ancient practice that has been used in, you know, women's fertility and sensual dances for, you know, millennia, like belly dance. You know, from the Middle East. And what happens is spiraling our hips helps to move that energy in the womb center, in the belly chakra, and it can help to support our menstrual cycles and our fertility cycles by reducing congestion in the uterus, in the womb, by increasing energy flow, circulation, blood flow, by stimulating the nerves in the sacral plexus, all these nerves that help to support our reproductive system that go through the sacrum and then innervate all these, you know, lower organs. And so spiraling the hips is something that I teach this in my Women's Healing Arts teacher training, and I've been teaching this for, you know, well over a decade, and it's amazing the results that people have shared with me just from spiraling their hips every day for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. Like, what kind of results? Share, like, can we share one story maybe?
Yeah. Well, okay. So actually, long before this too, and one of the things that I've done in my varied career is I've been a hoop dance teacher. Now, hoop dancing is like with like large adult-sized hula hoops. And mm-hmm. not only are you like, you know, hooping around your waist, but you can actually, you know, bring them up on your arms and your legs. And it's so much fun. And so this has really made me tune into the power of the spiral. Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting thing because when I was teaching hoop dance classes regularly, and I've taught them, you know, all over the world, from all around the United States and Canada to Asia. What happens is that oftentimes people have a hard time moving their hips in that way. Like, we feel a little stuck because we spend so much time today as modern people sitting down in chairs, on couches, office chairs, and bucket chairs and cars. Mm-hmm. And we don't squat and move around as much as, you know, humans used to, or humans do in other societies that aren't as, you know, industrialized today. Right. And when people start moving their hips, oftentimes it feels a little awkward at first. And then they start moving, they start getting into the rhythm. And all of a sudden they start smiling, they start getting happy. And then the next thing you know, they're like, oh, I have an idea. I could do this. I have an idea. I could do this. And so mm-hmm. even just in my hoop dancing classes, I could see people spiraling their hips, and suddenly your mood increases. You feel really good. You're smiling, you get more relaxed, and you get these creative bursts of inspiration.
Right?
Yeah, it's so much fun. And then the other things, let's see, I had somebody write to me just this week who started practicing the womb spiraling movements. And they said that, you know, at first they felt a little awkward about it, but they did it, you know, at home and nobody was watching. And that soon they started feeling this just like waves of blissful, sensual energy move through their whole body, and inspired them so much that they just kept dancing on their own for like an hour. They were like, I felt so good. Yeah. I haven't felt this good in a while. And it's amazing how this very simple practice just can help to release energy. Oh, and then mm-hmm. also that same person that said that they felt really good said that then they started their period like within a couple hours. Yeah. So it gets things moving. Mm-hmm. It's pretty phenomenal.
And it releases, and we talk like about lymphatic release and even the position of your uterus inside your pelvic bowl, and hooping and spiraling helps with those things too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, our lymph system is so important, as you know, for, you know, our circulation and for our immune system. Mm-hmm. But the lymphatic system, unlike our circulatory system, doesn't have like pumps and, you know, arteries in it to actively physically move. So we actually need to move our bodies every day in order to stimulate the movement of the lymph fluid, and to help our lymph system drain, to help support our immune system. And so the number one primary thing to support lymphatic health is movement. Number two is, you know, breathing, deep breathing. Our breath actually helps to stimulate the lymphatic system. But, you know, back in the day when I was doing massage therapy, I trained also in lymphatic drainage massage, and there's very light rhythmic movements that we do. It's like this very light movement gently over the surface of the skin along the lymphatic drainage pathways to stimulate the lymph. Mm-hmm. And it's through this light touch that actually stimulates it as well. And so hooping is really cool, actually, because hooping not only provides that movement and it stimulates deeper breathing, but it also provides that light like touch, because the hoop is actually rhythmically touching your body. It's like massaging your body while you're hooping with it. So I find that hooping is really powerful for increasing lymphatic health, especially because, you know, a majority of our lymph nodes are actually in the gut and in the belly around, you know, the intestines. And so what's the primary place that people start hooping is around the belly. Right. So it starts helping to increase that lymphatic circulation and overall circulation, and can make you feel really, really good.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. So just real fast, a couple of other quick things outside of dance.
Yeah. Well, you know, another one of my favorite activities that I'm a huge fan of is journaling.
Yes.
You know, spending time writing is so powerful for stimulating our creative energy and our intuition. And, you know, I'm an avid writer and I write a lot on the computer, but I'm also a huge fan of journaling with a pen and paper, because it actually tunes us into much deeper parts of our brain. When we actually write with a pen or a pencil, you know, whatever kind of writing device, but on paper, what happens is that you actually have to use so many more micro movements of your hand to be able to write the words. And all those little micro movements actually stimulate your brain. They stimulate the reticular activation system, which is a part of our deep brain that connects with, you know, memory and awareness. And compared to typing, when you type, you actually use, there's much less potential movements that the fingers do during typing. So it doesn't stimulate the brain in the same way. So often when I feel, you know, stuck or, you know, I'm trying to look for inspiration or I'm trying to plan out a goal that I have and I'm trying to figure out what my process, what my plan is going to be. Or, you know, if I'm just trying to tune in to what is my spirit calling me to do at this point in my life, or how am I feeling or processing our emotions, writing in a journal allows us to access deeper parts of our brain and to get into like kind of a meditative state or a flow state to be able to be more creative.
Oh, that's perfect. That is perfect. I do notice too, when I'm journaling, that depending on my emotions, my handwriting is different. If I write, you know, writing versus typing. So just kind of interesting. But Cara, we're out of time for today. So will you just tell everyone again where they can find you and search through your website and learn more things about everything we talked about and even more past that?
Absolutely. Come find me at caramariaananda.com. There's a ton of information on my website. I have years of archived articles in my blog. I have several different online courses for women's health, manifestation, business, birth, and more. And I also have a bunch of free resources, including some really fun quizzes, a free masterclass, and a whole online oracle that you can tune into for an inspirational message of the day.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for joining me. And thank you everybody for tuning into Purely You Radio. You can find me at www.purelyyouhealing.com or on Facebook and Instagram, of course, at Purely You Healing. And as our time ends for today, I thank you all for allowing me to be a part of your journey.
Thank you for listening to Purely You Radio, healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Jessica guides you to explore your intuition, reconnect with your body, mind, and soul, and discover true wellness through a multitude of modalities. Purely You Radio will engage you to explore a new paradigm in the way you see yourself to the way you were meant to be. For more information or to listen to this show, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.